Triple M News.
Good morning, I'm Rob McLeod. The death toll in Australia from COVID-19 is 6, but the number of infections continues to grow past 500. 21 people have been diagnosed with the virus on the Gold Coast. 13 of them are now in isolation in hospital, while the others remain in self-quarantine. New South Wales police have announced they're stepping up patrols to ensure the safety of retail staff amid all the panic buying. Follows a disgraceful incident in Lismore this week where a man in Coles rammed two elderly women with his trolley before punching a female staff member in the face while pinning her against a shelf. Rates are expected to be slashed today by the Reserve Bank to a new historic low. There is speculation we could see them fall to 0.25% to ease the financial pressure. While the property market is predicted to follow the rest of the economy into a coronavirus-led downturn, Eliza Owen from property analyst CoreLogic believes the Gold Coast real estate market might be in for a bumpy ride.
I guess the Gold Coast in particular could be a bit hard hit because about 11% of the workforce is employed in food and accommodation, for example.
While new social distancing regulations capping crowds at 100 people, the pubs and clubs industry on the Gold Coast and Tweed is keen to work out a way through the crisis. John Green from the Australian Hotels Association says social venues like pubs are the heart and soul of many communities.
This is something that we've worked through before. We've worked through bushfires, we've worked through droughts, and we've helped the society come through the other end. But we actually need to be there as we come through the other end. So it's important that we get this right in terms of a sustainable solution.
Overseas, the UK has this morning announced all schools will close until further notice. The measure to combat the spread of the virus comes into force Friday. This will be for all children except for those who have vulnerable parents or they work in health and emergency services. Among the challenging news about coronavirus, there is some good news for footy fans. The AFL season getting underway tonight. The AFL pushing ahead with reduced fixtures and shortened games. AFL boss Gil McLachlan says medical experts believe the players can bear the proportionate risk of playing a contact sport.
We know that we're building resilience measures in our clubs and our squads so that over the next couple of weeks we're better prepared to deal with a positive test of one or multiple players.
The Suns take on Port Adelaide on Saturday night at Metricon Stadium. And get more news on demand by downloading the app via your smart speaker or at our website.